This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Geek Squawks, my name is Jeff Sandu, together with Matt Armitage from Culture Pop, and we are talking about, let me bring out my notes first, sorry. We are talking about, well, it's the Ramadan season has begun. Google, they have actually very nicely launched a My Ramadan Companion. It's a service that integrates into Google Now, so you can get a lot of information about like the sunrise, the sunset based on your location. You can use Google Now to wake you up in time for Sahur, and then you can also find out a lot of like the nearest halal restaurants and all that. You can actually check out on your desktop. You can go up to ramadan.withgoogle.com. Now, early on, we spoke about EEG or brain detectors.
Brain detecting,
as
yes.
Matt would like to recall it and rebrand it. BBC is actually testing a version of their iPlayer that can be controlled with your mind. So they've sort of teamed up with this with a user experience company. It's called Displace to create this experimental applications. And the way it works is that it's using EEG or brain detectors, brain waves, reading headsets, and they'll find out how relaxed you are, and then it will suggest you should watch this because your mind is in this relaxed stage. If you're stressed, you should watch something this because it will help you with your mind. So yeah, I think it's something. It doesn't replace your remote control just yet, so don't throw it out.
No,
you can't really control your TV yet, but I think it's pretty cool because
it is pretty cool. But at the same, we've seen issues with Google, with Amazon, with Samsung about devices that listen to you. And all this kind of stuff. So it's that issue again of, do we want devices monitoring us? And plus, wearing a brain detector headset.
You're about to say EEG.
It's a bit like wearing a bicycle helmet to sit down and watch TV. It's not the easiest thing, especially if you're already wearing your 3D goggles because you were one of the four people who actually bought a 3D TV. So you're going to end up, you're just going to look like a spaceman to sit down and watch the football. I don't know if it's going to take off.
I don't think this will take off. Unless
it's fun, but I don't see it becoming a consumer thing.
I think it's just more of a test so that they could suggest people who are relaxed. And I think later on in the future, for now at least, we might just see a suggestive bar of are you feeling relaxed? It will ask you the question instead of reading your mind, and so that it knows so if you're relaxed, you should watch this.
Google already knows that from the way you write your emails. So
yeah, they sort of know everything anyways, Google. So BBC is just catching up anyways. Recently, Microsoft, they announced some pretty shocking news. In case you didn't know, Stephen Elop, he's the guy, the executive VP of Microsoft Devices and Service, and also the guy behind Nokia before the takeover. He's left the company. It may come as a shock, as he himself, Elop, is a Microsoft boy, and then he left and he joined Nokia, and many were saying that the sole reason why Nokia was sold to Microsoft was because of Stephen Elop and his Microsoft connection. However, I think it's not really surprising if you've been following Microsoft's news. The CEO, Satya Nadella, he's been sort of always been saying that they're going to streamline the company. One of the ways of streamlining it is that they're setting up this Windows devices and group service. And with this sort of new division in place, you'll probably notice a lot of cohesiveness within products like the Surface, Lumia, Xbox, and a whole bunch of other stuff that they have. Because right now, it just feels a little bit disjointed. I think Xbox is taking off on a very different path, and you see it with Windows, Windows 10 and mobile and desktop. You see that cohesiveness now, and I think now it's going to relate to other products.
I agree. I've been saying this year that the last couple of years, the renewal of Microsoft is really interesting. For a long time
really
they
fresh.
Were really fresh, and the integration that they're working on is pretty far-reaching, and I really think that Apple should be
worried.
Should be worried and watching out for this.
Well, I think on mobile side, it's still a long way to catch up. But I think on the desktop, the PC side, I think Microsoft is really playing. They're catching up really fast.
They are,
because Apple launched the El Capitan, and it was a very minor update, and you just feel like Apple sort of reached that stage where they don't quite know what else?
Yeah, where can, to go from here.
And I think Microsoft probably have some things up their sleeves.
Could well be in a few years we'll be talking about Apple the way we talk about BlackBerry.
Ooh. Uma's just like cringing at the moment. No, well, man, no.
Well, all the fanboys
are going crazy.
Yeah, especially as my house is full of Apple stuff as well. I don't own any Microsoft devices, but yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, since we have a little bit of time, let's talk about the e-gaming scene, because there's this whole thing on Facebook that I saw like 2 days ago. There's been a whole bunch of requests on Astro's Facebook page on them to broadcast the TI5 or the Dota 2 Internet Championship Gaming 2015. There's even a petition going on in change.org, and people are requesting Astro to broadcast at least this tournament, if not any other e-gaming tournament. The story sort of kind of died down as of yesterday, because I think Astro came out and replied and said that they don't have the rights to broadcast this tournament. Hence, they can't do anything about it yet. But I think, TV broadcasters like Astro, they should realize that, hey, there's actually a lot of e-gamers out there. And it is such a huge industry. If they could bank in on this, it is a very good way of you to, get new customers or, retain the existing ones, because it is a huge industry.
Absolutely. I mean, I've got to say, I have absolutely no interest in watching somebody playing a game. but I know, the YouTube hits and there are entire video platforms dedicated
to Twitch.
It is a huge amount of money. It does have a massive following, and I think broadcasters should be following these kind of trends, because people aren't watching TV anymore.
They're
watching people playing games. You have to go where your audience is. The audience is actually doing this, so I definitely think
if there's a market for it, so Astro, I think you should look out for what's the next upcoming e-games tournaments and go and get the license to broadcast that. Also, YouTube actually comes, speaking of it, I just remembered YouTube going to be launching their Twitch competitor. It's gaming.youtube.com. Right now, it's just a beta. So if you go on to gaming.youtube.com, you'll see a whole bunch of stuff of what they're going to do. Basically, it's a Twitch competitor where people can broadcast their games as they play live and have that chat bar at the site, which is a live thing
exactly.
as well. And if YouTube is doing it, and they realize, there's a whole big market. I think a lot of TV broadcasters should do it as well. Gig Squawks, Foals, they have a new album coming out that you can pre-order. It's called What Went Down. This is the first self-titled single. So this is Foals with What Went Down, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.